is it possible to live decently, morally, and still be lost eternally? This is LifeWords Day by Day, where we are walking day by day through the book of Romans. And Romans chapter 2 confronts one of the most dangerous assumptions people make about salvation, that moral effort can substitute for mercy. Paul dismantles that idea piece by piece, doing what feels right, following conscience, or living better than most does not justify anyone before God. Paul is not attacking morality itself. He is exposing the limits of morality. Conscience can restrain behavior, but it cannot erase guilt. Law-keeping can shape your conduct, but it cannot change the heart. Morality, apart from Christ, leaves a person exposed, not secure. And this harmonizes with Romans chapter 1, where humanity suppresses truth while still possessing moral awareness. People know right from wrong, yet still choose rebellion. And Romans 2 presses the issue further. Even when people do some good, it does not cancel their guilt before a holy God. The problem is not that moral people are worse sinners than others. The problem is that moral people often trust the wrong thing. They rely on their performance instead of repentance and trust in Christ. They trust decency instead of the deliverance that's offered by Christ. And so Paul is preparing us for Romans chapter 3, where every mouth is stopped and the whole world is held accountable to God. Salvation must come from outside of us. Righteousness must be given. It cannot be earned by us. So remember, morality is a poor savior. Christ alone provides mercy that satisfies justice. Pray this with me today. Father, strip away any confidence I place in my goodness and deepen my trust in Christ's righteousness alone. Here are two peoples that you can pray for today. Eodu Rodriguez and his family are national changemakers in the Cape Verde Islands. And also pray for the Hindi LifeWord broadcast as for the people of Kenya.